With us right now, Jay Heck from Common Cause Wisconsin. Rather packed house here at UW-Stevens Point tonight to talk about a few things, but it looked like the biggest issues had to do with redistricting reform and big money in politics. Right. Did I miss anything?
No, I mean, I think those are the issues that are front and center right now in Wisconsin, and I think those are the issues that we work on mainly. So, no, I think those are the important issues. And, you know, as you say, this was an incredibly big crowd tonight, a big turnout, bigger than I expected, frankly, with a World Series game going on tonight and, you know, a crisp fall evening. But it was gratifying to have so many people interested in state government to come out and on a night like this.
You had a panel of former and present legislators. Right. I noticed all of them were Democrat. Did you invite some Republicans?
Well, I had a Republican on the panel, Bill Krause, who's from Stevens Point. He was a top aide to Governor Dreyfus and Governor Knowles. And then we did, when we heard some disgruntled college Republicans in particular say that that wasn't sufficient, we did reach out to Representative Scott Krug, who represents Wisconsin Rapids. He was unable to come. But we would have welcomed him. And, you know, as we do these around the state, we do try to reach out to opposing sides. And we're not always successful in doing them because, quite frankly, the stand that we take on some of these issues is different than some Republicans would have on these issues. But nevertheless, we think it's important for the public to hear both sides. And when we can do that, we try to.
As you look ahead, looks like the two biggest issues that you and Common Cause are working on is the campaign finance reform and the redistricting issues.
Sure.
You're having more of these meetings around the state. What are you hoping to hear from the people? What are you encouraging people to do?
Well, I think what we're hearing is we hold these types of meetings around the state, more and more people are coming, and I think people are tired of dysfunctional government. And I think one of the things that they're beginning to realize is that if we had districts that were more competitive, that their legislators would be more responsive. And then finally, I think people see all the money that's being spent in the gubernatorial race and in state legislative races as being something that really doesn't affect them in the sense that they're not the people contributing that money. That's money from special interest groups. And so I think people are beginning to realize that we've got to change the way we elect people and we've got to change the way districts are selected and drawn for them to have more of a say in state government. So I'm actually very optimistic about change. Sometimes takes a long time, but as more and more people get involved and let their legislators know that they want change, that's when it's going to happen.
Anything you want to add?
No, only that it was great to be up in this area. This was, I think, in many ways, the most interesting and well-attended and energetic of the public forums we've had on state government in the 6 or 7 years we've been doing this. So I just give a lot of credit to the people here in north central Wisconsin for showing up and participating.
I think a good portion of that might be because you are number one in a heavily Democratic county, and number two, the county was given to the 3rd congressional district with neighboring Wood County split in half.
Well, I think the redistricting issue played a big role here. I think there's no question about that. But and it's true, because we were here in Stevens Point 4 years ago, and we didn't have nearly as big a crowd. But I also think people are more engaged now than they were 4 or 5 years ago, in large part because of the economy and because of what's happening in state government and at the federal government. And I think people just realize that if they want to have a voice in government, they have to get involved. And so they come to meetings like this to find out how.